Tyler, you played junior hockey. This just seems a little bizarre to me that the best junior player in the world would elect to play college hockey and to play at Penn State. What happened here?
Money. I think going to Penn State, like, I bet you the ticket to get him there is probably $500,000 compared to junior hockey. I think I got $200 every 2 weeks. You know, that's the big difference. And then obviously playing college hockey, it's not as much of a grind. We know he's an unbelievable player. And I think going to college will help him just maybe get ready in a different way for the NHL, where if you stay in junior, especially Old West, when you play in that Western League, it's the bus trips. You know, you're on those buses for half a day, full days, just getting to another place. Like, you're all over the West in a bus, and it wears on you. Like, I played in the OHL, and I played in a city in Sault Ste. Marie where every bus trip was like at least 3 or 4 hours. So you'd go play for 4 hours, come back, and then when you think of his game, they're traveling like, honestly, like 15, 20 hours to play some games. Like, that's crazy Old West. And then when you have a team like Penn State that did unbelievable last year, you look at their dress and they have maybe one of the best rinks. Mm-hmm. Plus, you're going to get paid $500,000 to go play there. Like, you're leaving. And how many games does the college play? How many, like, what, 25?
Yeah, I was going to say, I think
it was like 30 maybe.
All in, it'll probably be around 30 when you factor in the tournament.
What's a junior
stuff?
Season in terms of games?
Like, you're playing probably 75 with, like, playoffs. And
so what's going to get him better prepared for the NHL overall if you had to pick, like, in terms of level of play, style of play, like, give us the tail of the tape there, in your opinion, as a guy who played juniors and I'm sure has watched plenty of college hockey.
Well, I think it really changed since I was playing junior. When I played junior, no one went to college. Like, not many guys ever went to college. And the guys that went to college were, like, usually, you
know. Did you look at them as not as good, basically?
Well, you thought of them as, you know, they were like pretty smart guys that made sure they had other options other than hockey. Like, when you go to the OHL or junior hockey, you're going to try to make the NHL, in my opinion. Yes, you get your school paid for from a Canadian city, but you're going there to play hockey and try to have a future in hockey. And I think junior hockey gets you the most prepared, the style of play for the NHL, because there's fighting. There's all those, like,
you can get traded.
You can get traded. And just the type of hockey, like, they still have those, like, big swings with fights, big swings with big hits. You know, I think college is a little bit different and they play less games and everything means more in those games. But the grind of an 82 season, like an NHL schedule, is pretty close to the OHL or, you know, the junior hockey league, I think. But now what I think he's thinking, he's like, guys, I'm going first overall. Why am I traveling all over Western Canada to play these teams? They know I can play. And now with everyone, you know, I think the option to go to college hockey is so much better now because the game's getting better. The games are bigger. There's better players going there. So I think it's kind of switched that way. But
do you think he's going to start an influx of more big-name guys who are picked to be like these top-of-the-draft players going to college now because he's doing it?
100%, especially since you're allowed to pay them, right? That's a big one.
Like, yeah, $500,000 versus $200 every 2 weeks seems like a pretty easy decision.
Dude, and you're like,
do you think it's going to hurt his development that he's doing this at all, TK? Like, honestly, do you think it'll hinder his progress as a player and as a prospect because he's not going to play juniors?
No, before maybe, but now college hockey is so good. It's come up such a long way, and it's very close with junior hockey. The only thing, the big difference is that fighting element where there's more of, like, the intimidation factor from their tough guys, you know, the different mind games you play within the game against the other team when you have a tougher team, where college, it doesn't matter how tough your team is, no one can fight. You can only hit. So it doesn't scare many guys. But when you look across in junior and you're 16, 17, and they have a 19, 20-year-old that's got hair on his chest and he's a borderline killer, he knows how to fight, like, you got to know how to deal with that. And that's kind of when I went to the NHL, I was dealing with guys like that too, but I knew I wasn't afraid of them because I knew it wasn't part of my game and I didn't have to handle them. You know, when I went up against Donald Brashear and he grabbed me, I knew he wasn't going to fight me because I knew, like, the code of fighting, where I think in college, I think it takes time for them to understand that code. But for him, again, I think he's trying to save his body, trying to save, you know, get more prepared for the NHL by saving, by not putting on so many miles that they do out west.
Tyler Kennedy, TK on Gavin McKenna, going to Penn State, and then maybe after that, the Pittsburgh Penguins, TK.
Who do we have to trade to get him here? You know, like, once
we just have to make sure that Bettman makes sure that that lottery bounces a certain way. That's all we got to do, TK. It's happened a couple times before here.
No comment. No comment.
See you, TK. We appreciate you, man.
Thanks, boys. Have a great day.